Violence continued unabated today in the Middle East. Israeli tanks fired on Palestinians in the West Bank city of Jenin, killing 4 and wounding more than 20, according to Palestinian officials. Elsewhere, Israeli settlers attacked an Arab village near Nablus, killing 1 Palestinian, and 3 Palestinians were killed and 1 Israeli soldier wounded in 2 separate incidents in the Gaza Strip. The violence came as the Israeli security cabinet authorized troops to reoccupy West Bank areas. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian witnesses in Jenin said the word went around the city that the curfew imposed by Israeli troops had been lifted. Residents emerged from their houses in search of bread and other supplies. Among those who hurried to the market were 12-year-old Jamil Hazawi and his 6-year-old brother Ahmed. A 6-year-old girl said Jida Famahwi was nearby. The army said the curfew had not been lifted, and tank crews fired shells and automatic weapons at the crowd. Irish peace activist Jim Davis is in Jenin trying to provide assistance to Palestinians. Reached by cell phone, Davis said everyone he spoke with had heard the curfew was lifted, which was why people ventured out despite the tanks.
They've been active in the city since last night, and so in the market this morning, when people came out to do their shopping and stuff, with the curfew was lifted, the Israelis started shooting. And one of the doctors was shot and killed, and a couple of kids. And then another guy who was about 50 has been killed. So there are 4 dead now, and then last night, a girl last night. So, and there's been no resistance, but there's loads of shooting. They're shooting all the time.
Local hospital officials said at least 24 people were wounded in the attack. Senior Israeli Foreign Ministry official Gideon Meir said, unfortunately, in times of war, mistakes sometimes happen.
This shouldn't happen. It's very sad what happened there today. The IDF took responsibility. It was a fortune mistake. But the problem is that we are fighting a terror infrastructure which is in the middle of civilian citizens. This is exactly what the terrorists want. They want to locate themselves within civilian population. On the other hand, what is happening here in Israel is a purpose of the terrorists to kill more and more innocent Israelis.
Just to the south, in the Jewish settlement of Itamar near Nablus, a large crowd gathered to bury 5 settlers gunned down in a Palestinian attack last night. The dead included Rachel Shabo and her 3 boys, aged 5 to 15. Israeli police are investigating what happened after that funeral. Residents of a nearby Palestinian village say some settlers from Itamar went on a rampage, firing randomly at some buildings and setting fire to others. Medical workers said 22-year-old Adnan Odeh died of a gunshot wound to the chest. In the Gaza Strip, the army said a Palestinian was shot and killed as he tried to attack soldiers with grenades at a border crossing. Witnesses said 2 Palestinian workers who happened to be at the crossing were also killed. A soldier was injured by an anti-tank missile fired at a Gaza settlement. Today's meeting of the Israeli Security Cabinet did not authorize an expansion of the military operations into the Gaza Strip, but did approve a standing order for tanks and troops to enter West Bank areas as commanders deem necessary and for as long as they feel it takes to accomplish the goal of stopping terrorist attacks. Israel's Gideon Meir says the government and the Israeli public have more faith in their military than in Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's comments that he could make peace with Ariel Sharon and that he accepts former President Bill Clinton's peace principles.
The Israeli people would like to be convinced before we go to any peace process that terror is being eradicated, because as long as terror prevails here, it will be very difficult for Israelis to accept the notion of any Palestinian state.
Palestinians lined up at checkpoints around the West Bank today said as long as the army continues to punish and humiliate them, more people will be pushed over the edge into violence. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.